You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The Department of Labor today announced a new rule designed to pull back the curtain on companies that are trying to stop union efforts. Right now, when a company hires a consultant to help fight a union organizing drive, and let's be clear, most of them do, they only have to disclose that information if the consultant directly contacts employees. The new rule, which takes effect next month, makes companies disclose any discussions to combat union activity. Gigi Duban has more.
These consultants are called persuaders. And as soon as a company gets wind that a union is trying to organize, they're the ones management calls. Nelson Lichtenstein directs the Center for the Study of Work, Labor, and Democracy at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
There's a whole industry of law firms and consultants whose job it is to fight unionization.
An estimated 75% of companies pay these consultants hundreds of thousands of dollars, basically to tell management what to say to discourage workers from unionizing. Things like,
the union can't force us to do anything. It's just typical stuff that union's bad, employer's good, we don't need a third party.
That's Maria Soma, Director of Organizing for United Steelworkers. She says for years, unions have had to disclose info on staff salaries and union dues. But companies have not had to disclose how much they're spending fighting unions.
I just think it's just making it a little bit more fair.
The decline of unions over the last few decades has contributed to stagnant incomes for the middle class. At the same time, the anti-union consulting business has prospered.
This industry has grown from a very small industry in the 1970s to a multi-billion dollar international industry.
That's Stephanie Luce. She teaches labor studies at the City University of New York's Murphy Institute. She says requiring transparency is just one small step the Obama administration is taking to level the playing field. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.